good evening and welcome. It's day 24. Stir crazy yet, Mike?
No.
No, I know why. I know why. Mike has got a full bottle of wine next to his wine glass. And it's the good stuff. He's finished everything else. The cooking wine's gone. So he's on to the good stuff. Good evening, Jonathan. Happy Pesach to you. Mind you, the sun's not quite down, but it's on its way, isn't it? Hello, Kim. Webinar for dentistry. All things will be changing. Oh, in a good way or a bad way or a scary way for folks like me who are somewhat odontophobic. CQ, Deb, CQ. I did the research, Deb. As promised, I did the research. 73s to you. 73. Actually, there's a bit of a debate from the pedants that we shouldn't add the S on the end, that it's 73. And 73 means best regards. There's also 88, which I'm wondering if they went off the shape of the 88, which is kind of more of a lovey-dovey thing. Anyway, I've got a link to share about that, so everybody knows what the dickens we're talking about. So let me go and find that. Where's my link about that? Oh, it was definitely in here somewhere. There we go. Amateur radio language. There was a book, apparently, all about it. So, Deb, you and I are about to know more than we ever needed to know.
I've just bit the inside of my mouth.
It's been that kind of day, to be honest.
Eating a toffee, but don't tell Kim.
I keep telling him, Tim, no, Kim, no bitey-bities with the toffees. Does he listen? No.
Right, so what have we got here?
What have you got?
Australian Cabernet Sauvignon.
Right. So we're going to do now virtual wine tasting. 7:38. That's precise, Jonathan.
It's all to do with sundown.
Well, I'm a little bit early then, but never mind. Better early than late. Have you heard his chair? Squeak, squeak, squeak. So it's the Seder meal, Jonathan. How are we doing this? Are you doing this virtually? Is it a Zoom Seder meal? And there's another one tomorrow, isn't there? I'm liking this. Could quite get used to it. Hello, Anthony. How's Barney? Lola's had a bit of a noisy day, hasn't she?
She has.
I had a very important meeting at 5 o'clock. I'll take her in the garden, said Mike. I'll keep her quiet, said Mike. For the next hour.
Keep her quiet.
Woof, woof, woof. And I'm sat here. It's quite warm here today, which is very unusual for Manchester. And I'm thinking to myself, I need to close the door. And I thought, no, I'll just leave it. She'll quieten down. Did she? No. She's found her voice. When she arrived, she was so quiet. And we were thinking, what a well-behaved little Samoyed. And now we realise she was just intimidated and scared. And now she's at home. Oh, yes. She rules the roost. Loved that video of Kiva. Kiva's counter surfing. Oh, Maya was a menace with it when he arrived. He soon learnt, though. One withering...
That video was brilliant.
One withering look from my mother was enough, wasn't it, Mike? Mm. Yeah, could curdle milk. Yes, he was a very naughty lad, was Maya, when he arrived. He wasn't much bigger than Kiva. And we've got unit tops in the UK that are probably... How high would you reckon, Mike? About 3 foot?
Hmm.
They're quite high. We had no idea he could reach them, much less get to the back of them. Oh, could he get to the back of them? He came in. I've actually got a picture of where he took it, which I think you saw the other day, but I'll find the picture anyway. Little minx. We weren't in the kitchen, so we didn't know that he'd done this until Mum went in and said, where is it? But I did have a photo. Where's the photo? It was... No, see, don't see that photo. I'll have to send you a link to the actual photos. So I've got this link. At the bottom of this, do you remember the pictures that I think you've seen of Mayer under a table and he'd eaten a newspaper? That one. Well, I'll send you that through. Oh, I shall look forward to seeing that, Jonathan. Chicken soup. Oh, that's wonderful.
Oy vey, Mummy Isaac's chicken soup.
Apparently, she's the best cook. Oh, so you definitely need that. See, Barney found his voice as well. Coming back up here. Right. So, what he'd done was, in our absence, I have no idea how, he'd managed to get, because he was only a puppy, about 3 months, he managed to get up the unit top and disappear with a steak and kidney pudding, replete with its silver wrapping. Mum screamed at me, "The dog's got your father's dinner. Go and get it." So I had to hair off after the dog. Well, he thought it was a great wheeze. He thought it was a game. So ensued about 30 minutes of me cursing him as he hid under chairs, in the back of the gazebo, you name it, with said pudding. Eventually, somehow, by the grace of God, I'm telling you, I managed to get this pudding off him. So I took it back in and she said, "Is it all right? Because it's the last one I've got for your father." So I looked at it and I went, "It's not bad, you know, as I took the grass off the top." If you're in the States and you've no idea what steak and kidney pudding is, Mike will find you a photo. So I got the grass off the top of it and then I looked at the foil. And the only problem with the foil was the teeth marks clean through it, the two fangs. So I said, "You might want to give him whatever you've got ready for me." She said, "Oh, he won't eat that." So she looked at the pudding and she went, "It'll be fine," and slung it on the cooker. Caveat to that story is Dad came in, we never said a word. We all just sat there looking incredibly shifty. When he'd finished his dinner, he went, "That was lovely." I don't know how we kept a straight face. Mayo was a lovely, lovely boy. He really was. What a first dog to have. I'd wanted a Labrador, you see, when I was younger, only because they advertised the Andrex things and they were guide dogs, and I wanted one. And then I saw, watched a programme called Due South, and he had a deaf wolf. Wanted that. Then I saw a Samoyed and that was the end of it. Had to be a Samoyed. Had no idea that lovely, serene face hides a mountain of mischief behind it. Trust me. And that Lola's just discovered her mountain of mischief.
So, Kim, what's for lunch?
Oh, baking bread. Yay. Oh, we love to keep you company, Kim. Because you're up to day 38, aren't you? Is it 38? It was 30 days in March, so it must be day 38 today. And we're only up to 24. But UK government looks like it's going to extend. Now, also in relation to Kim and how you did that thing with the tins, there's this myth that dogs are frightened of noise. So when Maya started barking, as he did, as all Samoyeds do, I started Googling it. You know, what can you do but dogs barking? And this was the best advice. Buy a tin with a lid on it. So something like a biscuit tin. Not one of the fancy ones with the keep dry stuff on the inside. Just a tin with a tight lid. Get some stones, small like garden stuff. Not shale, but stones. And put them in the tin. So I did this. Followed along, ordered it, assembled it. Now you've got a tin shaker with stones in. Every time the dog barks, you shake the tin. The dog is frightened of the noise and stops barking. How well did that go, Mike?
Not very well.
No. I tried and tried and tried and tried. Next door neighbour in the end complained to the council. Not sure it was about the dog or me. But in the end, I thought this shaker's not sort of making the noise it did. So I took the lid off and I had tried for that long that inside all I had was stone powder. Dog, still barking. Waste of time. But I tried. I did. I tried. Oh, zucchini. I had the option to buy some of that.
That's
Go on. Courgette. Courgette, that's the one. I could have got some courgettes, Mike, but I decided I'd leave that for the fresh order.
Okay.
We did. Hello, Simon. We did. Oh, is that a recipe for a steak and kidney pudding? I meant an actual picture of a steak and kidney pudding.
There is a picture on there.
Yes, but is it a genuine steak and kidney pudding? Or is it a homemade one? No, that's not steak and kidney pudding, Mike. One of the ones in, because otherwise the story makes no sense about the teeth marks in the foil. That's a homemade one, which looks...
like from the chicken.
It does look nice. Yeah, this was a frozen one. And Mayer had put his fangs through it on the front and back. So Mum said he'll never notice the difference. I'll put some peas with it. Which, if she'd have done sooner, Mayer didn't like peas at all.
Like that. Although that looks like a mince pie.
That doesn't look much like a steak and kidney pudding, does it? Try Holland's steak and kidney pudding.
What are you doing?
They're all served on a plate. No, I need to see it in the foil. See, everyone in the UK will know exactly what I mean. Try steak and kidney pudding foil.
I have done.
And that's the best they can come up with. Crying out loud. Even Google's gone funny in the midst of all this. I have got another picture of some more of Mike's soup. What did we get in the order today? It was all so exciting. William brought it today. In fact, it all went a bit haywire today. Has anybody else had this problem? Because I know Jonathan's doing this. So while it's this side of officially being Pesach, he can be able to tell us. We placed the order. We had in it some baby corn in a tray, a black tray of baby corn. And it said it was out of stock. The alternative was a black tray, same size, half of it baby corn and half of it, what are they? Not broad beans.
Mange 2.
So I looked at it and I thought, no, I don't want any more Mange 2. I've already got Mange 2. So I said no. The next one was something else. And I didn't want that either. I think it was crumpets. Gluten-free crumpets. I could either have 4 for £2 or 2 for £2. Didn't think that was a good deal. But there was garlic salt as well that they said they were totally out of stock of. Desperate for garlic salt. We love garlic salt. It's the only salt we eat. We do not have any other kind of salt. We just like garlic salt. Anyway, I said no to that. And she said, I'm sorry, we're out of garlic salt. So I thought, fair enough. So it arrived, the order. No toilet rolls. No, we can't move for toilet rolls. Didn't order toilet rolls. But Mike opened it and he took out this black tray. And I said, that's not baby corn, is it? Because they didn't have any. He said, no, it's baby corn and Mange 2. I said, I told him I didn't want that. So I'm checking the bill. I said, it's not on the bill. So this Mange 2 and baby corn, not on the bill. Went through the rest of it. What was the other thing I said wasn't on the bill, Mike?
All the garlic salt.
All the garlic salt had been taken off because it was out of stock. The only issue was there was a bottle of garlic salt in the order. So we didn't get charged for that either. It'll probably make up for the other stuff we got charged for on the last bill. We are now that confused with bills. We don't know what day of the week it is. I also had the joy of a VAT return earlier in the week. I know I could take a VAT holiday, but just imagine trying to catch up 6 months from now. So I didn't do that. Good evening, Paul. In fact, is it still morning where you are? Early afternoon, maybe. But whatever it is, hello. Pink Himalayan salt. Ooh. Now, I have seen that, Jonathan. Don't they sell that where we get our garlic salt? Pink Himalayan.
May well do.
It's like, it looks like rock salt, but it's kind of pink. Mm. We need to try that. But the garlic salt's gorgeous. It actually looks like it's got herbs in it. And it is very, very nice. Our only problem with it is that we don't particularly, well, there's only the two of us, wouldn't bother giving it the dog. We can't seem to get through it fast enough before the bottom half, it's got more air in it than is good for it. So we tend not to use the bottom bit, but because we didn't have any, we got down to the absolute end and you should see me thumping it and trying to get it to kind of grind and it wasn't having it. Anyway, we have a new one. You can actually make garlic salt from standard salt with garlic powder, but I didn't want to get adventurous at the moment. Don't want to make this. I don't want an upset stomach, do I? I do not need any kind of potential medical grief at all. Early afternoon. Yes, I think you... Is it 1:15? If it's 6 hours, it's 1:15, isn't it, nearly? Hopefully. There you go. So what else has gone on? Did you hear the story about the pandas? Oh, so excited. I love pandas. This must be understood. For anything else to have any meaning, you need to know I love pandas. Mike, when we were first going out, less than 2 weeks, I think, decided he'd buy me a panda. Stuffed
cute,
one, obviously, not a real one. Goes into the store. They had more than one. The lady said to him, which one do you want? And he said...
They all look the same.
Heathen, they do not all look the same. But he did buy me a panda. So I was, what's happened with the pandas? They've only mated, Jonathan, naturally. I wouldn't say it's pregnant, Mike. Not yet. They can't tell. It's 10-month gestation. And they've only just done the deed. But the thing is, they're in a zoo and they've been there 10 years and they have never mated naturally. Obviously, the zoos are shut to the public right now. Pandas, at it, like rabbits. Does that not tell you something? The planet is healing itself. If us humans could just stay in lockdown for about, till Christmas? I reckon we could come out to a totally different world. Oh, and then I was going to ask Mike to sort this out. It was you know the stories that we keep sharing with, like, oh, these idiots walk amongst us. Well, one the other night was, I was telling you about a friend, and she has horses and she has a field in Knutsford, which is a beautiful greenbelt area, not far from us, about 8 miles. And the lady who owned the field next door had to call the police because there were 25 kids having a party in her field. By the time the police turned up, said kids had disappeared. And I said on Facebook, the parents weren't locking up. Seems the police might have been reading. And a kid has been flouting lockdown. The parents were told 4 times and couldn't keep him in. I mean, are the parents not supposed to be in charge? They were in my day. Mm. Oh, was my mother in charge?
Oh, yeah, I got grounded.
I never got grounded. Mind you, I wasn't one for going out. No, I never got grounded.
I'd only gone to play football at a friend's.
Yes, but if you didn't tell Mummy, Mummy Thomas wouldn't be happy, would she? Mummy Thomas wasn't.
Days before mobile phones.
Oh, Jonathan's reported his first load of idiots. They make it easy. Oh, excellent. I'm going to have a look at that. I hadn't seen that, Jonathan. We're lucky so far here. I've seen people go past and, you know, there's like 3 or 4 of them together, but they could be a family. So I wouldn't do that. But, you know, if that car comes back, you know, the one that was on the pavement, stroke sidewalk, that. Yes. Oh, that's very handy. So you just put in the location. We're covered. There we are. Oh, that's interesting. On that map the map that's embedded on the page that you've sent, Jonathan. Interestingly, have you seen the thing for Old Trafford, Mike?
I haven't seen the map.
There you go. It actually says, across Old Trafford, temporarily closed. The museum and stadium tour, the football ground tour.
It is.
Yeah. Doesn't say the cricket ground is. Do they not do tours?
Police got, fire brigade got called out. Was it Salford? Somebody was having a barbecue inside. I did see it earlier.
Oh, Kim, 3 weeks sounds serious. Dread to think what you'd done. Be afraid of the au pair, Johnny. Needed to pay her off somehow. A barbecue on the grass area. I mean, for the love of all that's sacred, what is wrong with people? I guess here we're quite lucky. Everybody's got a garden. But, you know, it's a few weeks. It's not forever.
I only got grounded for a week. I want to know what Kim did.
Hey, if it was three weeks, I trust it was worth it. Let's just say that. It's got to be worth it for 3 weeks. No, I think my mum would rather have seen the back of me for 3 weeks sometimes. I read a lot. What can I say? I did go in the garden on the odd occasion, but pretty much I was a geek reading. Never stopped reading. Ooh, left home without closing the garage door. My dad would have gone off on one over that. Ooh, and it wasn't the first time. My dad used to get mad with me. If I didn't clean the car. So I had a car. I was incredibly lucky to have a car. But I had a car and obviously I was driving to London and back for university. And I didn't particularly have all that much time to wash it. And he'd go off on one over that. And now he wouldn't let me take it through a car wash. So I took it through a car wash and he didn't know about it. I don't think he knew how much I worked. You remember when you discovered that, Mike? You had three years worth of work in 2 arch lever binders. Mm. And I had 6 months of work in 47 folders.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think he appreciated how much work was involved. I totally agree, Jonathan. I mean, I understand people wanting to go out to exercise, although I improvise with that, with my bike and a fan. Open the window, can't tell the difference. So if you're going out for exercise, fine. You say sitting in the sun. But the thing is, once you've sat down, people are sitting down on benches. Is that not dangerous too? Because, you know, 2 hours later, somebody comes along and think, oh, there's nobody sat on the bench. And then they sit on the bench. And that could be spreading it anyway. You should see us take the shopping in. We're now at the point where we've been told here not to take pets out. So we're in a bit of a quandary. Lola's a big dog and needs exercise. She's quiet on a walk, isn't she? Mm. She's not quiet playing in the garden. And you've got to think about the neighbours. But the rationale with the pets is that pets themselves, supposedly at the moment, but you know what science is like, changes its mind tomorrow, and then they call religion, don't get me going. They're saying that it's not internalised in the animals, and they don't pass it on to each other, or indeed to us, but they can bring it in on their fur. So don't let your cat out, and don't take dogs out. And we're thinking, well, I wouldn't want to wash her every time she came in, would you?
No.
No, neither would she. So we're in a bit of a quandary. So, not sure. Love that, Jonathan. Your dad was the one who left home without locking up. You wouldn't do that, would you, Jonathan? Absolutely not. I have no idea why people can't follow simple instructions, Kim, but it's been quite an eye-opener. I mean, I understand people who, you know, you tell them they can't do something and it's the only thing they want to do. I just find that quite, very inappropriate word here. Can I use this just this once, Mike?
Go on.
Retarded. I mean, you must have a brain cell missing. You know, if somebody says, don't touch that fire, it's hot, and you do it. Obviously, as a child, you do, but you learn. But I would have thought the kind of, you know, once you're old enough to understand and you see people all over the TV who have had it, or indeed who are in the midst of having it. There was a nurse who was on the British TV either yesterday or the day before, and she was in a really bad way. She had a full mask on, which had straps going over her head and right and left around her mouth. And I think the whole thing was made look terrifying because she also had like half of a habib on at the top as well. And she was really struggling to say anything. But what she was saying was, and it was that incoherent, they had to put subtitles on it. Don't go out. It's not worth it. And I look out the window. People are still going out. What would it take? Can you imagine if the aliens landed? Would these idiots still be going out? I think the sad answer to that is quite probably. Quite probably. Right. Yes, you see, you're in the city centre and bang in the city centre, aren't you, Jonathan? And no, people don't have gardens. 15, 20 minutes, as long as you keep moving and you're not sat down. But I agree with you. Bringing a blanket and having a picnic is just... You are taking the proverbial then. I know the weather's fine. Do you have anything on the roof of the building, Jonathan? Is there anything up there that could be used for leisure? Maybe that's what they need to think about in the future. And you could have some kind of rotor. Because that wouldn't be causing any harm up there, would it? That's what we've done, Kim. We've had Lola out in the mornings when it's very quiet. But, you know, she sniffs everything and you're thinking, don't get whatever it is, don't get near it. So it is getting into a little bit dicey. I think in our locality, the last time I looked, let me have a look, Trafford COVID stats. I think there was, I see, why are you showing me America when I put that in? There we go. Let's try that one. And let's do an accept all cookies. And come on, where's the searchy figures? Oh, come on, government. This is a government site. You should be showing me the figures. And you're not. Not genius. There's a video on the government site of how to wash your hands. You see, there's the problem. People need to be shown how to wash their hands. Here we go. Trafford Data Lab. Ooh, wonder what that is. COVID monitor. Is it Trafford, though? Let's find out. Please wait. No, a man who died like that, literally. Running around the town in fancy dress. We had a couple of those at the weekend, Anthony, but that was because it was meant to be the Manchester Marathon on Sunday. Now, the Manchester Marathon usually causes us complete chaos because for a good few years, it went over to the east of Manchester, which is out towards Ashton Way. But for reasons best known to themselves, about 7 years ago, they started running it right past our house. And I do mean right past our house. I had been blissfully unaware of this the first time until I opened the bedroom curtains and thought, whoa, why is there a load of people running past the house? We took Mayor out. He loved it. Thought it was Christmas. Every year they try and tweak it a little bit, but basically it goes up the main road right outside our house, which means we can get up the road to Mass because it's always a Sunday. The road shuts about 9 o'clock, so we have to get to Mass early, but we can get up there. Can't get back. No matter which way you try, the way the roads are laid out, there's no way we can get back. So last year we went up there and then we went to a local hostelry. We did a video, a couple of Facebook lives from there. Had lunch. Do you remember that? It was nice. We had breaded mushrooms. But I digress. And then we head back when the roads closed. Well, obviously, all of that got cancelled. But some people who were intent on running in the marathon went out in fancy dress costumes and ran parts of the marathon. So, yeah, they were keeping us entertained. Right, let's have a look. Communal garden, but it's going to get closed with more idiots. Exactly, it will. I mean, France have already made it worse. You can't go out during, I think, is it 7 in the morning till 7 at night? Or 10 in the morning till 7 at night? Yeah. 7 at night was involved. And they are 2-3 weeks ahead of us. So the British government are very intent on telling us at the moment there's no changes. But I think that's because there might be some changes planned. What they'll probably do, I reckon this is right, Jonathan. What do you reckon? I think they'll give us enough rope to hang ourselves this weekend. There'll be loads of pictures in the paper of idiots out doing idiotic things. And then on Monday, they'll say, well, we wouldn't have had to have done this, but there were idiots out at the weekend. So now you're in full lockdown. I can see that coming. Just a matter of waiting for it to happen. Oh, that's on the BBC, is it, as well? Oh, cool. Let's have a look. Let me have a look. Some of these fancy dresses. I did see somebody in a full, the thing you've got, Mike, stormtrooper outfit. Might have to get Mike out in his stormtrooper. Oh, she's fabulous. Look at those. I did suggest that Mike took Lola out in a Halloween outfit. But Mike said, look how that ended last time. And I said, fair point. She didn't speak to me for the best part of 2 weeks. Just kept giving me the stink eye. So probably not the best idea I've ever had. Well, you know, Mike, you could go out with the horns on. And I've got a trident. That might keep people away from you. Dual purpose.
Of course.
I'm loving that. That's fabulous. Right. Let's have a look. I've got some stats now, but what I've got is something called the COVID-19 UK monitor. And it's saying, oh, that's terrifying, 5,491 new cases on the 8th for a total confirmed UK cases of 60,733. That's scary. Right, I've just had a notification, Jonathan, that flew past me about the Seder. So that's probably going to be in random. Oh, that looks so like what I saw yesterday being packed up. Did you see that? I saw the lettuce go in and they said they were having problems with certain things that they needed. But that looks lovely. That looks lovely. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to look now, see what it is. I can see the bit that says egg. And is that, what's the one at the top? Is it radish? And what's that one? What's in the wrapper as well? That looks like stuff you do, Mike, asparagus. And some matzah, is that? Oh, excellent. Hope you enjoy it. So I'm presuming you can't start that until sunset at 7:37, 38-ish. Do you have to wait? I'm not seeing these stats on Just Trafford, you know. But those stats are scary enough. So we won't look at that anymore. It'll terrify me. Radish. Ah, excellent. It goes round, doesn't it? And there has to be, is it five somethings, I remember. Five somethings. Sorry if you've said before, what's the secret to getting a Tesco slot? Can't help you with Tesco, Simon. A Tesco slot, how are you doing with yours?
I'm not.
No. A Tesco slot is rarer than hen's teeth. But what I do, Simon, do you have Amazon Prime? Jonathan's saving it for after the show. Excellent manoeuvre, Jonathan. I'm thinking of a crumpet after the show, which probably isn't kosher, but never mind. It's gluten-free. That's all that matters. If you have Amazon Prime...
Well, it's not kosher for Pesach, is it?
Probably not, no. It might be, you never know. Prime Now
is
has...
Is it an unleavened crumpet?
I've no idea what's in it. It could well be kosher, you know.
If there's no yeast in it.
I don't think there's yeast in it.
Then you're all right.
Oh, in that case, it's kosher. Excellent. There you go. Celebrating Seder with you. Prime Now. If you have Amazon Prime, then you are eligible to access Prime Now. Used to only be an app, but now it's a website. So primenow.amazon.co.uk. Now, here's the trick. And it's worked every time for me so far. Touch wood. I'm touching wood. I'm touching wood. In the bit where it says shop by store, which is just next to the you're shopping in, you have two options for the store. You can shop with Amazon or Morrisons. What I do is choose Morrisons and put all the stuff in the basket. At midnight, on the dot. But you're not in a Prime Now area. Does that mean you can't access this at all? Because it's Morrisons. So although Amazon might not be able to deliver Prime Now, Morrisons might be. It's worth a look. So primenow.amazon.co.uk. But the trick is, don't just stick it in the basket and expect to slot, because that's not going to work. You stick it in the basket and then you go to check out. But you don't actually check out because it'll tell you there's no slots. But you do that at 1 minute to midnight. And that way it rejigs the basket and tells you what isn't available. Otherwise, it would have to do that and you'd have to wait. So you do all of that. And then you wait. And at 1 second past midnight, you check out again. And at that point, the slots become available. Morrisons are keeping the slots organised where Tesco's and Asda aren't, because they're only doing them in 2 day batches. So your delivery would either be the day that you push the button at 1 second past midnight or the following day. For me, every time I've done it, it's been the following day. But literally, I can get an order here within 36 hours and it's worked every time. So check again. Other than that, you could try Morrisons. But when Mike tried Morrisons direct, these slots that they're keeping for Prime customers don't seem to be available for their own customers. So you're in a queue of 46,000. And when you finally get to the front, there's no slots anyway. But that's worked every time. So fingers crossed for you. Because it is, as long as you put Morrisons at the top rather than Amazon, you may have a Morrisons, because it does come direct from a Morrisons store. This is not coming from a Prime delivery outlet. I can't get one from a Prime delivery outlet. I have no idea. But Tesco's have just been a complete fiasco. Jonathan, however, is obviously second sight with the best supermarket. Wait till Nanny Isaacs finds out, Jonathan. The 3-item limit is history. So what's she going to want more than three of? And you've got to get the right brand. You do not want to upset her. You've got to get the right brand. But apparently on deliveries, they are taking off the 3-item limit. Can't see how that's going to work if somebody orders 9,000 toilet rolls. But more than three anyway. I've never done the Sainsbury's thing. Have you, Mike?
No.
Do we have an account with Sainsbury's?
I thought we did, but we haven't.
Oh, we've got to create a Sainsbury's credit card. That was all a complete fiasco. It's a backup card that we have for online use. And they have Argus in there as well, don't they? Mm. So can you, without an account, see if you can get a slot, or do you have to put stuff in a basket? Because now I'm fascinated as to, can you have more than three of something? But I'm wondering what. Oh, you must have had a Sainsbury's account. You ordered sandwiches for the party that didn't happen.
No, I didn't need an account.
Oh. Well, you need to check. Let's see what Jonathan's saying. Managed to get a click and collect 2 weeks ago, but nothing since. Asda's been a farce. Asda's where we usually shop. It's nearer and it's a bit cheaper than Tesco. They have very nice stuff in there as well. They have
prioritising vulnerable customers for registration. We're really sorry, but we haven't been able to identify you as one of our elderly or most vulnerable customers based on the information we have.
Which is what precisely at this stage?
I don't know.
Mike hasn't filled any forms in and he's been told he's not eligible. Good job, Jonathan's already got an account. You can book a slot without the basket. Now, Mike's tried that at Asda for weeks. Literally, we're into the third week of that. We have managed an order at Asda, haven't we? But only with a 3.5 week lead time on it, which is when I decided to go get involved and decided to try this Morrison's malarkey, which has worked fabulously. When all this debacle is over, Morrison's are getting our business. We'll just carry on ordering via Prime and they can bring it to the door. The thing that annoys me with this three limit is it's on stuff like water. And can you imagine you can only have 3 bottles of water? That's 6 litres. I could drink that in a day. But what they do have is a pack of 4 bottles of 2 litres. So in that, there's 8 litres and you can have 3 of those, which gives you 24 litres. That might actually keep me going for 3 to 4 days, that. But obviously, you have to place an order and it's got to be more than £15. So I'm placing like 3 or 4 orders a week. And the core products that are in the order is the water, because I just drink gallons of the stuff. I know I could drink tap water, and I know Tracy will be annoyed with me because I could get that thing, but then I'd need a plumber, and that brings with it all its own calamities. So at the moment, I just need some water. So that's how I'm doing it. But it would surely be better to allow you to have like 6 items of water, because otherwise it's costing them to deliver it. But I don't know whether it was the government that put out that edict or not. But no, we've not had 1 slot from Tesco at all. And the only 2 slots we had with Asda had a 3.5 week lead time on them. I don't really fancy click and collect because I'd have to go out. And I've never done it before. I've no idea, you know, do you go out in full regalia or what? Let's just bring it to the door and leave it in the porch. We'll de-louse it in the porch. The dog will check it on the way in, which she did. She was disgusted to find there was mushrooms in it. Nina's been today because we still can't get any dog food. So she left 48 tins of dog food. She's fabulous.
I like that, Johnny. I bought £45 worth of smoked salmon in. Check out and remove it all.
I'm reminded of a word I know from somewhere. What's the phrase, Mike? Schnorra deluxe model. That's genius. They think they're getting a fabulous order. I love it. There you go. Have a go with that, Simon. Does that work?
Anyway, I want to have a rant.
Go on, have a rant.
I want to have a rant about something totally unrelated.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's upset you, babe?
As most of you know, I have a side hustle delivering training courses. And last year, or was it the year before, I bought a WordPress plugin, which was designed to manage the bookings. I did demonstrate this on one of the very early after hours. And it integrates with my Google Calendar. So the idea is when somebody books me, I fill all the details in, click submit, and it adds it to my Google Calendar. And that's the main reason that I bought it. And it's been working fine. I was down to deliver a training course tomorrow evening, but it's been cancelled. And because nobody at the moment seems to want any training, they're saving their money for more important business things, like fighting COVID. So I've logged into the back end of my WordPress site. I've deleted the webinar from my system. I've gone to my Google Calendar, refreshed it, and it's not gone. Well, actually, before that, I logged into the back end of my WordPress site and it wasn't showing up my plugin. So I thought, what gives here? So I looked at my list of plugins and it had been deactivated.
Go on.
Now, I may have got an email about this, but my mail's in a bit of a mess, so I probably haven't got around to reading it. So I reactivated it, and I deleted this webinar from the system. And as I say, then I went back to my Google Calendar, and it's not removed the booking. So I goes to the thing for this system called Webber Booking, and it says upgrade. So I clicked on upgrade, and it says professional. $3.25 a month, billed annually. Support of Google Calendar. So they've basically taken the support for Google Calendar out and put it in this professional version, for which they're going to charge me $3 a month.
Yeah, it's not the principle that $3 a month is too much. It's the fact that they've taken it out of the free version.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Is it bait and switch? Bait and switch.
So I'm either going to have to pay or find something else.
Has anybody actually booked it that way? Do they look at it?
No, I do it that way.
Oh, that's a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay then. Mm. You're very welcome, Jonathan. Very welcome. Oh, Easter on Friday. We haven't got any eggs yet. Oh, did you see somebody posted? Now, I had this link. Cream eggs. Cream eggs. Do you have cream eggs in the States? They're from Cadbury's, I do believe. And somebody posted a recipe that you can make your own. Let me have a look. Homemade Easter cream eggs. Let's have a look if that's the one.
You pass me the bin.
I could do.
I made a bit of a dent in these toppers.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Don't tell Kim.
Kim doesn't mind, but you're not allowed to chew.
Oh.
Right. Honestly, live show, and there I am passing the bin round. Here it is. Homemade Easter cream eggs. I haven't actually read this yet. I should be charging Mike with it. Let Mike go and do it. Ah, now Paul does. Oh, let me see what we need. Light corn syrup. Have we got corn syrup, Mike?
I doubt it.
Mm.
We've got golden syrup.
No, I think corn syrup's a whole different business. Butter. I think we've got butter. Vanilla. Salt. We've got garlic salt, but I don't think that's what they're after. Luckily, we did get a pack of salt, didn't we? Wasn't to eat. Apparently, if you put a plastic storage box, like a sandwich box, if you pour salt in it and then you put the eggs, normal standard eggs, in it, they last longer. So I said to Mike, we'll get some salt. Now, they do two kinds of salt. There's the salt you might actually want to eat, and then there's the cheap stuff that we use on the path to make sure that it's not icy. I said, I'll get the cheap stuff. And then we can put some eggs in it and the eggs will last longer. So salt I do actually have. Powdered sugar. I think they mean icing sugar. Yellow and red food colouring. Might need some of that. Milk chocolate chips. No, we've not got milk chocolate chips. And then it tells you how to make it. I wonder how much like a cream egg that would taste. What do you reckon, Mike? Click that link and go and have a look at them. They don't look much like eggs, but never mind. I think that's worth a try. I definitely think that's worth a try. You scroll right down to the bottom of the page, you can print the recipe out. Nice, they do. They do. And then there's some cookies with mini eggs in. I'm thinking one of those might be an idea. Oh, there's Tracy, fabulous linguist of our time. I know I'd have to read it backwards, but that's about it. Yeah, I think that's definitely worth a try.
They must have cream eggs in other countries.
I would have thought so, but you never know.
This girl's Canadian.
So basically, they're rolling them up. You create them as like a ball and then roll them up and then dip them in the chocolate. Ooh, glucose syrup is an alternative. Right, okay. Well, we'll have a look at the... we're placing an order tomorrow night. So, Simon, if it works out for you, please feel free to take the slot tonight. I'm aiming for one tomorrow, which is a bit dicey because if you don't get it, you're not going to get it. Although they do, well, you might get it Easter Sunday, but you're not going to get it Saturday. But I'm going to make a note of all the ingredients for that, and I'm going to charge Mike with making some. They can be the magnificent MacBites Easter eggs. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yep. Might not look much like eggs, but never mind. Yeah, we might get used to this. We might decide to do it like that every year. Quite like that. Oh, that is so sweet, Jonathan. Put pictures all around the table. I thought you might be doing it via like a WhatsApp video call or something. But I guess you'd need one iPad per person, wouldn't you, at the other end? Ooh, that's so annoying. Maybe say it via Zoom. You never know. I have never been on so many Zoom calls as I have been on this week. That was a Zoom one that was on the other day. In fact, that was a slightly different Zoom one. It was a Zoom webinar session. Will you put those sweets down? They're near the microphone. Put them under the table and open them. Can you hear his sweets? Honestly, he's like a man possessed. How's the wine anyway?
Okay.
That was a really good bottle of wine, wasn't it?
No, I left that for another day.
Oh, right. This is the semi-good one. He's working through the cellar up to the decent one.
This I probably won in a Catini raffle.
That explains a lot.
And seeing as there's not going to be any Catini raffles for a while, I might as well drink it.
It's a standing joke that at any Catinian do, wine's involved. What did you win at the Christmas one? The Christmas one is bring a bottle.
Bring a bottle, win a bottle.
All right. So basically, you bring a bottle along. You take it up to the table where all the bottles are. They give you... they actually give you anything. You give them money to enter into the swing of this thing. And then later on, a bag is passed round with Christmas balls in it. And each ball has a number on, which corresponds to a random bottle off the table. So, and it's supposed to be alcoholic. So some people look out and get like a bottle of whiskey, and others get the worst wine in creation. So where are you on that scale?
I think I
like?
Got middle of the road.
It's a good job I don't drink, isn't it? I'm going back up the chart. Hang on. 20-minute FaceTime as a family stressful. 3-hour Seder might be more than you could join. Yeah, good point. Good point. Can you imagine a Zoom where all the microphones are open, Jonathan, as well? You're going to make up for it next year. You know you are. 4 glasses of wine spread out through the meal. Mike's going to enjoy that. Are you going for the whole bottle tonight? No, he thinks he might save some. Connection's been choppy on mobile. I'll have to listen back to all the instructions. Okay, Simon, I'm 4 shows behind, but I'm going to get there tonight. He is getting into his sweets, bless him. He is, in more ways than one. Not just getting into the packet, but he's kind of like walking round with them, like a comfort blanket, aren't you, Mike? Giving me the dirty now as well. Right, there we go. Another link for me, Jonathan. Excellent. So Jonathan's attended 2 Zoom webinars today.
No,
one with the app.
He's attended 2 Zoom webinars.
Yeah, one with the app and one using YouTube. Ooh. Yeah, the broadcasting to YouTube's so handy. Mike and I are going to investigate a few more features, ones we've not tried yet. I've been in breakout rooms, but I've never actually created any. One person was upside down. There's a few that are challenged with this Zoom thing, aren't there? Bless them. We've had support calls at the point people have tried to join. Not our stuff, other people's stuff. Can you help me get in here? Oh, good grief. Oh, no, not diabetic. Oh, I'm the other way. I'm supposed to eat lots of it, but that doesn't particularly help me, does it, in other regards? It might. Don't take it as a challenge. It as a challenge. Oh, that's a good way of doing it. Comedy Store in London did a live show broadcasted to Facebook. Yeah, Zoom can go. It can act as a conduit to YouTube and Facebook. Who here has Audio Hijack? Let me know if you've got Audio Hijack.
I know Paul was looking into it.
Paul was looking into it with the bundle from Rogue Amoeba. It's absolutely worth it. Funny story with Audio Hijack. First 5 minutes, all the mics were turned off. This one I went into today. Oh, you see, people have got Audio Hijack. Oh, something for you to investigate then. This one I was in today. The facilitator guy, we could hear him absolutely fine. He then handed over to somebody else to do an intro to something, and we could hear her fine. He then interrupted and said he couldn't hear her. He had to log out, handing the reins over to somebody else, while he sorted his audio out and then went back in. I mean, you're the facilitator. Should you not have sorted that out first? Now, having said that, I had my own issues in that one, Mike. That was really weird. One half of my headphones stopped working. So I've got them on thinking, damn it, the cable's gone. Now, I go through cables like there's no tomorrow. So I swapped the cable. I thought, nope, it's still gone. Then I realised as I started cursing about it that I could hear myself through the left-hand ear. I thought, how have I managed that? And I have no idea. I have no idea. It was as if I'd routed one half through the left and one through the right, which I definitely had not done. So I'll have to sort that out later. Use it for recording voiceovers, screen recorder on the iPhone, into ScreenFlow. Excellent usage. Right, the reason I mentioned Audio Hijack, let's just tempt Paul a little bit more. In Audio Hijack, Well, Audio Hijack originally was for routing audio and manipulating audio. But they had another application called Nicecast. And Nicecast was what we used to broadcast audio. So if it was an audio-only thing that we were doing, which we did for years and years, from 2010 to 2019, so for 9 years, we did an audio-only broadcast directly to our MacBytes website every time Apple did an event. And then I got a little note that said we're discontinuing Nicecast, and I'm like, no, yeah, we're still using it, don't do that. The beauty of Nicecast was you didn't need a third-party server to run a radio station. You just needed Nicecast. It was fabulous. So it was when we were researching replacing Nicecast that we decided, do you know what? We might as well go third-party and put it on 24 hours and be done. But we would have needed a way for that to work. Now, there's two ways that could work. One is that you let the third-party server, you upload files and let it run with itself, which is pretty much what we do on MacBytes. The other way to do it, like we're doing it right now, is you would have to get the audio locally from where we are through some kind of mechanism live to you. And that was what Nicecast did. Well, they added a broadcast block to Audio Hijack, and that's the way we're doing it. So in Audio Hijack, you can add a broadcast block, which was how come the other night I could switch from radio station to radio station really quickly. I have two broadcast blocks in my MacBytes FM setting. One is to go to MacBytes FM and the other is to go to Brooklands. So when MacBytes wasn't working and I said to Mike, I'm just going to switch, I could do that live. So right now I'd only have to push one button and we could hijack Brooklands again. But we must stop doing that because they're not really of a health well enough to take it, are they, Mike? So that broadcast block has been there for about a year. And as long as you can put the right credentials in it, you get to broadcast to your third-party server. But what you haven't been able to do up to now is broadcast audio only to YouTube or audio only to Facebook. So if you wanted to have just an audio broadcast on Facebook, you were out of luck. But they have added in the ability to do it. I actually haven't tested it yet, which is rather oversight of me, isn't it? Let me go into this Camtasia thing. That'll do for a test. Let's go into that and have a look. So you should technically just be able to add the block on the end, but you'd need to know what the block is. So let's have a look. A live stream block is what it's called. So all of you have probably got a YouTube account. If you wanted to do a live audio stream into YouTube, you would use this live stream block. And in it, you can send video as well. Now, when I say video, it's more kind of a visualizer. You can put text on the screen, you can put graphics on the screen, and you can add artwork and put that on the screen as well, if you want. If what you're playing is like an MP3 or an M4A, so basically a podcast, let's say we wanted to premiere a podcast on YouTube, that would have embedded artwork, and you can tell this thing to read the embedded artwork as well. All you need to put in it in the setup bit, so you've got two setup areas. You've got a video setup, a video layout, and you've got a setup section. So you put things in like your title, your subtitle, your track format and stuff in the video layout. And then in the setup section, you're probably going off to have a look at this now, aren't you? You put your server URL and the key. Now your server URL, if it's YouTube, will come from YouTube, as will the key. So it's like an API key. If it's Facebook, similar procedure, you'll need to access the API. But that, it's in beta at the moment, so it's got a big beta logo at the bottom. But that would enable you to create audio only without having to pay the way we do for a radio hosting package. The difference with it is, obviously, you're going through somebody else's server, so you've got legality of licensing to be concerned about. You can't just decide to go live streaming on YouTube and not expect a license request. I don't know what Facebook do about that. I have no clue. I know people who do it. They go on and then they sing live on Facebook. I don't know where the content copyright claims come from and what Facebook do with them. I have no idea, but you can't do that for free anyway. And you certainly can't do it on YouTube. But if what you're doing is talking, then yep, absolutely you can do that. So that was only added about 10 days ago, that block. So we've not tried it yet. We could do, couldn't we? We could try that. Because yeah. you could kick it out to YouTube just in the same way that you're kicking it out. So at the same time, you can send it direct to YouTube and you could send it direct to the radio station. Just need to add the block. But if you don't read the release notes, Mike, then you wouldn't know it was there, would you? So I'm letting you know it was there. So it's called live stream. So you used to have 3 output blocks and you've now got 4. I wonder why my Camtasia thing here isn't running. I've got a lovely setup to hijack the audio from Camtasia and nothing there. Why is it I leave things and it's working and when I come back to it, it's not? Let's get Camtasia 2019. And that's another point as well while I'm ranting. I've now moved into rant mode. Well, weren't we supposed to be having Camtasia 2020 by April?
Were we?
We were. And I need an update. I need them to update every single piece that I want in it. Yes, but we've not seen that yet. So Paul's waiting for funds for that one. I think you'll have a lot of fun with it, playing around and setting it all up when the funds are there, Paul. It's definitely worth a look, that. And the fact that you can send it live to YouTube is just a huge benefit. I wonder how many radio stations have been set up doing that while this malarkey's on. See, ours was already there, just ready and waiting for us. Do you know I'm still on this page with these homemade cream eggs and they're looking more delicious by the minute. More appealing by the minute, Mike. Going to have to try one of those. I really am. Right, so what else have we been doing? You are going to have a fabulous time. You really are. Right, let me go back to there. What else did I have? Oh, COVIDiots of the day. So we did the dad who was fined for his son going out during lockdown. If he does it again, the fine goes up to £960, which is enough to be a deterrent, I would have thought. Now, in the vein of what Jonathan was saying about people gathering, have a look at that one. A funeral in Birmingham, 60 people turned up. I mean, I guess the funeral doesn't have to be somebody who's died of COVID, but it's all that's on the news at the minute, isn't it? It makes me, in fact, it's so much COVID that's on the news. It makes me wonder, what would we be talking about if COVID hadn't happened?
Brexit.
Brexit's like just not there anymore, is it? They are saying they're carrying on the talks for Brexit, but I don't see how you're going to have the time, the energy and all the effort for all of that. But, 60 people gathered for a funeral. It was a bit like that one you had yesterday, Mike. The one at the wedding in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I posted something on Facebook that's so appropriate. It was like a quote and it said, people always say you can't cure stupid. Looks like you can't quarantine it either. Which I think kind of sums everybody up at the moment. Having said that, have you noticed, Mike, it's gone really quiet outside. Have the government done something that we don't know about? I'm going to check the BBC News just in case something's happened, because it has gone incredibly quiet outside. No PM's supposed to be improving. Chancellor's saving the charities. There's something odd about that one. Oh, and the rest are all people who have died. Oh, Kim, there's an interesting one potentially for you. Are dentists open during lockdown? And apparently they're saying there's nowhere to send people. I can only imagine if you had an abscess, you'd need help. So it's saying, what's a UDC? Hang on, what's a UDC? Oh, urgent dental care hub. I'm not going to one of those. I won't have my favourite dentist. There's only one I allowed anywhere near me. No, but like I said, I've got his email address. So in a real emergency. They're only supposed to be helping with fractured teeth, post-extraction bleeding, facial swelling and gum or other soft tissue infections. You are meant to accommodate patients both with and without COVID-19 symptoms. And some hospitals are offering emergency walk-ins for dental patients. That's not good. That is not good. Do you remember when I talked about being in the middle of implantology process? Ooh. Yeah, it looks like we're the same, Kim, that they need to see emergencies. But the thing is, I'm not sure who on earth would be doing this, because many, many, many of the dental practices here don't take NHS. So if you are not a paying customer and you are not covered by insurance, I'm not sure how that would work. I know a dentist, don't they have to, well, they let me think. Vets have to participate in a 24-hour coverage scheme. Either they have to provide coverage or they have to pay into a shared service that provides 24-hour coverage. The local one to us is called Pet Medics. We took Maya there as an emergency. I think we'd pretty much run out of other vets, hadn't we, at the time? I was a bit picky. You know, I liked him to be human and stuff. So we took him there and I said to Mike, why don't we just register with them? Because they're where you'd go if it was out of office hours anyway. So we might as well get used to the place and know the vets. Well, to be more to the point, me know the vets. So that's what we did. But with the dental practices, I know they need to offer 24-hour coverage. I don't think it needs to be with them. So, it must be terrifying for them, Kim. It's, I mean, it is round the throat, isn't it? While it's in the, even in the stages before you know you've actually got it. That must be absolutely terrifying. Also terrifying for the patients who are following on from patients who may have had it. I know they change stuff on the machines and all of that, but they're not cleaning seats and stuff. Well, they might be now, but usually they're not. I don't know what they do. I really don't know what they do. Luckily, I got my dental appointment in, if you remember. I was a bit on the nervy side and I was deloused on the way in. That was when they had that hand gel. There was no gel to it. It was liquid. The guy next to me was covered in it from head to foot. He pushed it and had no idea it was going to just spurt out. I had it dripping down my arms. It was that bad. But I did get in. And if you remember, hygienist, nothing to do. Dentist, nothing to do. So I think I'll be all right for 6 months. I do have a hygienist appointment booked for June, but I'm not seeing that happen anytime soon. I don't think we'll if we're out of quarantine, it'll be by the end of May. But I don't think I'm going to want to go out in June. Let's just say, put that out there. So that's what you were talking about in your webinar. Maybe our lot are having webinars as well. I mean, there must be something from the BDA, that's the British Dental Association. They are usually very on the ball. So I would imagine they're doing something similar. I'd like to hope so anyway. Your vet does their own out-of-hours service, but take it 13 miles away. We're lucky it's not that far. It's probably about, what do you reckon, Mike? About 6-7 miles, yeah, Vet Medics. It's not bad. It's not bad. All the local vets, we went through them all. You might not have heard our sad, sorry tale of the vets, Anthony. 13 vets, didn't like any of them. Neither did the dog. Oh, we took him to one and he whittled up the filing cabinet. Don't ask. The vet said something I didn't approve of. I think the dog picked up on it, cocked his leg on the filing cabinets. That was nothing to what he did when the vet suggested he had his anal glands done. Do not go there. Good night, Jonathan. Happy Pesach. Enjoy your Seder. We have had vets that they offer a little bit out of hours, but not 24 hours. They don't do it themselves. The only one that does it is this Pet Medic. So that's why we signed up with them. I think we're incredibly lucky, because what you're saying there is you have to then go back when the appointment's over. We're lucky that it is actually a standard vet as well, but it's huge. And it's the last vet I would have looked at for any of my dogs. I said to Mike, I want a nice little practice where the vet knows the dog, the dog knows the vet, I know the vet, and everything's fine. And we went from one to another to another to another. Each one was worse than the last one, seriously. When did the final straw come? Was it that Polish one?
I think it was.
Yeah, Polish one. No, didn't end well. That was the incident with the filing cabinet. We went in and he had a problem with his nose and he wanted to operate on his eye for something totally different. And he started drawing diagrams of what he wanted to do. And I'm thinking, can we get back to his nose? So no, it didn't end well with him. But the other one, we were very lucky. It's in a small business enterprise park type of thing. It looks like industrial units. You get inside though, and it's just like a standard vet, but from the outside you'd swear it was a depot for somewhere. They've got a huge shop where they supply things for like horses. So you go in and you place your order for, not obviously buying horses, stuff like hay and blankets and huge stuff like that. You can also get your small animal stuff as well. But then there's the actual practice itself, and they've probably got about 7 or 8 rooms. So it is absolutely huge. But there where it would have to go, where your pet would have to go, if you were having something like an MRI on it. So we just said, you know what, we'll just move the dog here. I did have a word with them and said, are we allowed to do that? Because I didn't know whether, because they were the out of hours provider for the vet we were with, would we have to move from that vet somewhere else before we moved to them? And they said, no, that was fine. You know, if that was what you wanted to do. And I said, yep, absolutely. Let's get registered here. So we did. At the moment, we've not been to a vet with Lola, have we?
No.
Well, we'll probably have to after this for jabs and stuff. So we'll probably go back up there and register her up there, I would have figured. Right, let's have a look. Yeah. Our specialist care. That's what this one's like. They've got operating theatres, the lot. Do you get a programme, Kim, called The Super Vet? What's his name?
Noel.
What's his surname? Noel.
Have a look.
I'll know it the second you say
Fitzpatrick,
it. Fitzpatrick, that's the fella. Fitzpatrick Referrals, Super Vet. He's amazing, the work he does. He is absolutely amazing. Oh, so the osteopaths are closed. Are they not doing it like the physiotherapists here are doing it via Zoom? And I know you said there was an OBGYN doing the same, which blew my mind. Couldn't think about that. No! Well, the physios here are doing them via Zoom. I'm guessing they're just showing exercises. I mean, obviously, there's no hands-on, not unless it's an addition to Zoom. I guess it's just showing you how you're doing and asking you how you're doing. Showing you a few exercises.
Talking of Zoom.
Fitzpatrick, that was the one.
Yeah.
Talking
of Zoom, I've got an email here, came in yesterday, for a Catania meeting.
Joy.
Another circle.
Yeah.
Which, one, clashes with another circle.
Oh, that's criminal.
But two, it comes up and it says, the date, 8 o'clock, start to 2039.
That's a long meeting.
He says to me, they're using the free one.
Fabulous.
When you click on the link, it's the guy's personal meeting room.
Oh, best practice, don't use that article. Yes. Oh, Anthony's seen Noel. Talked to him at the Leeds Arena. He was fantastic. Brought his little dog on at the end. Oh, wow. I've not seen his dog. I have seen a few of the programmes. I'm always watching him with one eye closed because I don't want anything to happen to the dogs, and sometimes they don't make it. But I do rate him. The thing that he does that, I mean, we, like I said, we had 13 vets with Maya. Everyone worse than the last. The last vet that we went to, Mike was used to this. So I'd go into the vet. Dog was outside with Mike. I'd come careering out of the vets and Mike would say, I've got the engine running, meaning, you know, they're not good enough to see the dog. So this time I went in and met the vet, dashed out of the door, and Mike went, shall I get the engine going? I said, no. This one's a keeper. Get the dog in before he changes his mind. And the thing that he did that was different is the thing that Noel does. And he gets down on the floor with the animal. The other vets, oh my God, no. There was the one that was pregnant, don't bring him near me, I'm pregnant. There was the one that was, don't bring him near me, I'm scared of dogs. I mean, these were the level of vets we'd had. But this one got straight on the floor and he was petting Maya and he kept calling him Poppet, do you remember?
Yes.
Maya wasn't impressed. Poppet. But he got on the floor and he was showing us how the joints worked and what to expect with the progression of his arthritis. And I'm just looking at Mike like, this one's fabulous. This one is fabulous. And although it was a huge practice, you know, I always asked for him. He was moving into surgery a lot, so he was seeing fewer and fewer patients as the initial contact. But he would see Maya, which was blessing, an absolute blessing. He was fantastic. We loved him. A vet that scared a dog. No, trust me, Anthony, it wasn't. The vet was very tiny. Fair dues. He's probably about 5'2". But when I first took Maya, he only saw Maya twice, I think. And Maya was a puppy. We'd picked him up aged 7 weeks. So he was 7 weeks. And we took him in. I carried him in. You were at work, weren't you? I carried him in with Mum. And that Mum's not wasn't overly fond of dogs, but she fell in love with Maya. So I took him in my arms and I put him on the table. And he went, don't get too close. I'm scared of dogs. Like, what? The other thing he did, you know, it makes sense. I know it's stereotypical, but it makes sense. The boy dogs had blue files and the girl dogs, well, all female pets, had pink. So, of course, Maya had a blue folder. Wanders in with the dog under one arm and the folder under the other, put the two on the table, and the guy said, how old is she? I thought, colourblind as well as scared of dogs. Can you see why the vets don't last long with me? I mean, this is basic. Basic. Now, you see, Kim, you've got it right. I think you can tell if a vet loves animals. And that's what I take. I've never met Noel Fitzpatrick, but he seems to love animals. And that to me is all you need. The fact that the guy is a genius with what he does, amazing. But he's good. I like watching him. He was at Crufts one year, wasn't he? But he didn't go this year. And I'm not surprised, actually. I was surprised Crufts went ahead. It was the first week in March, but, you know, this, was it the second week in March? When was Crufts, Mike? Was it the 12th? It seems like 6 years ago, but it wasn't that long ago. Oh, Kim, that's lovely to hear you love your vet. It's so important. It is so important. 5th of March, yes. Yeah. So day before I went, it started on the Thursday and I went to the dentist on the Friday and I was already thinking, you know, a bit dubious. But they did, and that was at the NEC, which is now a hospital. So 1 month on, where all the dogs were for Crufts, now turned into a field hospital with something like, I think it's 2,000 to 3,000 beds. Our bed thing is moving on as well in Manchester. It's supposed to be open within 3 to 4 days, I think. Weird watching it on catch up, knowing the building was turned into a hospital. Exactly. I mean, when it's for the dogs, it to me, it's just like, oh, it's all green. The floor is just green. It looks like grass. And then you think, look at it now. Same with GMEX. I've been to GMEX. Well, it's called Central Manchester Conference Centre now. Well, actually, if we're going to get technical, it's called the NHS Nightingale Northwest now. But before that, it was the Central Manchester Conference Centre. You would never see anything that looked less like a hospital. And yet we've seen it on the local news and you're just blown away by what they've done. And I think they've been doing it 7 or 8 days. And the guy said, we've no idea really what we're doing because we're putting the floor in. We don't know what the next step is until the planners have organised it. He said, and then we come in and we do that bit while they're doing the bit after. So it literally is hand to mouth in the development side. But it's coming together. It's coming together. They were the last time I saw them, they were welding oxygen tanks to the roof. It's got it's an old railway station, one of the very old ones with a huge domed ceiling, like a roof. Massive. How tall must that be? 50, 60 metres, if not more. It's huge. And they're putting piping in above, probably at about the 12-foot level, and they were welding it all in. So that was where it was up to. Yes, NHS Manchester U-Matron. That's what it is to us, Simon. Absolutely. I hope we don't use it. People are being taken to the first one to be completed, which is NHS Nightingale London, which is in the Excel Centre. They took their first patients, I think, about 24 hours ago. But they did say that the patients that are getting taken in there are being taken there from intensive care. So they have been really taken out of intensive care. So they're actually improving. So hopefully they'll continue to improve, that they are well enough to actually leave intensive care and then provide that bed to somebody else. Who knows? Boris might end up in there yet. I don't think so. They've surrounded St Thomas's Hospital in London, which is just across the Thames. It's on the south side of the Thames, just across the Houses of Parliament. So it's less than a mile from 10 Downing Street. It's got more police around it than New Scotland Yard. So I don't see them moving Boris anywhere apart from there and home. I don't think he's going to get hived off somewhere. But yeah, I pray we don't need all these beds as well. But that's all we can do at the moment, isn't it? So where are we at? Thursday tomorrow. We may have gate fever tomorrow. It should officially be the start of Mike's holiday. You know, one of our laughable trademark holidays. Yeah, one of those. But we do have Friday off, don't we, Mike?
We do.
We could do with about 6 months to catch up. Can we do it all in a day? Just all the catch up. It's giving it serious consideration.
No.
No, I don't think so either. Let me tell you what'll happen. We'll have a late night tomorrow night trying to catch up, which means we'll fall into bed exhausted. We'll then get up late on Friday. Then Madam will be creating and we'll be debating whether she should go out or not. Then we'll contemplate whether we should order supplies to make the homemade cream eggs. By which time, Friday, it'll be time for Marooned, followed by After Hours. Mm. There's Friday gone. Mm. Luckily, we have a bank holiday on Monday as well. Whee!
Maybe I should book next week off.
Your public need you. As I heard it, they were clamouring for Excel courses.
I'll have to wait.
Oh, they can't wait. You're squeaking your chair again. He's drinking his wine, that's what it is.
Not the nicest wine I've tasted.
Well, there probably was something. I don't think you bought it. I think it was one that you won.
That's why they gave it away to the raffle.
That's what they're telling us, Kim. He's responding to therapy, so here's hoping. He's not on the CPAP thing, the continuous positive airway pressure thing. He's just on oxygen. I don't know whether they'd say if he was on... I think he's on the Formula One thing myself. It's a small blue box with pipes on it, but that does provide pressure if you turn it up. So he's supposed to be responding. We'll see how that goes. He'll probably be there, I reckon, about 5-6 days minimum. But we shall see. And his fiancé has moved back to her own house, which is in South London. So she was in... He actually doesn't live at 10 Downing Street. I don't know if you know this in the States. He lives at number 11. You're wondering why, aren't you? David Cameron lived at number 11 as well, rather than number 10. The rationale is the flat at 10 Downing Street is tiny and the flat at 11 is much bigger. So they swap, and the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who is, what's his name, Ronnie Sumac or somebody, I think lives at 10. So there you go. You learn something every day. So she was on her own in 11 Downing Street. So she's gone back to her flat. And we'll probably return when Boris returns. But
Tracy,
at least
this drinking game, I'm already partaking.
Every time I mention the squeaky chair.
I'll squeak a bit more, then I can down more.
My chair squeaks, but you don't find me whizzing round in it this during a show. Plunk. I'm going to get the WD-40 out. There we go.
See you, Simon.
Good night, Simon. Wasn't it because Tony Blair and his family needed a bigger flat? I think it was. That was the original one, yeah. He lived in 11 as well. David Cameron had a baby. Well, not him, but him and his wife had a baby while he was Prime Minister. So, yeah, it's just become the trend, hasn't it? Well, that's us done for today. Hope you've enjoyed it. Loved chatting with you. Loved hearing all about Jonathan Seder that he's now enjoying. We must be safe out there. In fact, it's better if you're not safe out there. It's better if you just stay at home. So good luck to Simon trying to find the slot that you need via your Prime now. You shouldn't be charged the same for Prime if you don't have access to Morrison's. There's a thing to complain about. But hopefully you'll get a slot. If Mike works out anything for Tesco's in terms of secrets, we'll let you know. Oh, Kim, can we have a photo of the bread? Want to see it? I'm going to try making some bread when all this is over, you know. Gluten-free like Mum did. Celery bread. Celery bread she made. It was fabulous. But for today, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Keep safe, guys.